Lights, camera, action. Okay. You're watching Food is Medicine TV, where we help you heal from the root cause. Today, we are not talking about food, but we are talking about healing from the root cause. We are going to discuss the power of emotions because it's clinically proven that our emotions drastically affect our biology, and sometimes the things we need to detoxify have nothing to do with our physical health. Emotion is defined as a natural instinctive state of mind that derives from one's circumstances, mood, or relationships with others. We are quoting the research today from a woman named Anastasia Steffen from Psychologies in the UK, where we're going to dive into the clinical studies about how emotions directly affect our physical health, because I really want you to understand how physical and emotional health are inextricably linked. Whether we're happy or whether we're sad, our bodies respond physically to the way we think, feel, and act. So we're going to talk about the most common emotions that all of us feel, starting with fear and sadness. Our emotions have a capacity to harm and heal, not just psychologically, but also physically. And research has shown that having to deliver a speech, which many people are afraid of, can double the severity of allergy symptoms for 2 days. While crying when you're sad is soothing because stress hormones are carried out of our body via tears, which is very cool. It builds a case for crying it out. U.S. biochemist Dr. William Frey compared the tears of women who cried for emotional reasons with those whose eyes welled up on exposure to onions. The emotional tears were found to contain high levels of stress hormones and neurotransmitters that were also associated with stress. Frey concluded that the purpose of emotional crying is to remove stress chemicals from the body. So holding back tears or sadness leaves the body prone to anxiety, including weakened immunity, impaired memory, and poor digestion. And this might just be, it's my own theory, one reason why women live longer than men, because they cry more often. Let's move on to affection, a positive emotion. According to a study reported in the Journal of Human Communication Research, expressing the affectionate feelings you have towards your partner lowers cholesterol levels in as little as 5 weeks. But then conversely, according to scientists at Ohio State University, a 30-minute argument with your partner can slow your body's ability to heal by at least a day. Now, if you argue regularly, you have a partner where you're not getting along, your healing time is doubled. Then we move on to looking at the damaging effects of chronic stress at Stanford University School of Medicine. Research has found that short bouts of stress, can raise immunity and levels of cancer-fighting molecules. And those effects last for weeks after the stressful situation ends. However, where we go south here is having long-lasting chronic stress. That's a completely different matter. Stress leaves us in a fight or flight state where your body turns off long-term building and repair projects it might be working on to help you heal. This comes from Robert Sapolsky, professor of biological sciences at Stanford. Memory and accuracy are impaired. He says patrols for invaders aren't sent out, which means for your immune system and foreign invaders. You tire more easily, you can become depressed, and reproduction gets downgraded. This is all because of chronic stress. It's also been found to raise the risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. You really want to take a good hard look at your life and see where chronic stress has been present and start to build a plan for how to mitigate that chronic stress. Now let's look at anger, irritability, and impatience. When it comes to venting our anger or holding it in, the jury is out as to what works best or worst for us. There's a long-term study in Michigan. It looked at women who suppressed their anger in confrontations with their partner. Those women had twice the risk of dying from such conditions as heart attack, stroke, or cancer. Think about that, you guys. Holding in your anger increases your risk of heart attack, stroke, or cancer. So if you've got your truth to share, share it. Share it in a kind way, but speak it and get these emotions out. It's the other kind of impatience or irritability that doesn't add to our health. When we give in to impulses, to shout, abuse, those types of things, when we're frustrated, that's kind of angry outbursts. They only last a few minutes, but they cause surges in blood pressure and heart rate, and they raise the risk of heart attack by 19%. If you're constantly having these outbursts, then that is from a study at University College in London. You know, these are subtle forms of anger, impatience, irritability, grouchiness, and they damage our health too. Then we're going to move to the positive again and talk about love. According to researchers at the University of Pavia in Italy, of course, they're doing research on love. Falling in love raises levels of nerve growth factor for about a year. Nerve growth factor is a hormone-like substance that helps to restore the nervous system, and it improves memory by triggering the growth of new brain cells. What a fun and easy way to get healthy. It's also associated with the feeling of being, you know, loved up and contented, inducing a calm effect on both the body and the mind. Then when we experience depression or apathy, right? When you're feeling down, pessimism, depression, apathy, that also affects our health in several ways. Low mood is clinically linked to low levels of serotonin and dopamine, our feel-good neurotransmitters, our feel-good chemical messengers in the brain, says Dr. Jane Fleming from London. We know that serotonin plays a role in regulating pain perception, and this could be the reason why 45% of patients who suffer with depression also suffer with aches and pains. A good solution to that might be laughter. You want to keep fits of giggles coming whenever you experience them, because in a study on the effects of laughter by Dr. Lee Burke of Loma Linda University in California, he discovered levels of mood-boosting beta endorphins increased by 27%, while human growth hormone, a substance that aids sleep and cellular repair, rose by a whopping 87%. These effects were achieved by watching a funny film. In another study, the mere anticipation of laughter was enough to reduce levels of stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline, which we talk about a lot at The Whole Journey. Then there's cardiologists. A team of cardiologists at the University of Maryland Medical Center found that laughing can reduce the risk of heart attack by curbing unwanted stress. So you gotta get laughing, whatever it takes. And we definitely wanna move away from jealousy. It's actually one of the most powerful and clinically proven painful of human emotions and the most difficult to control. Women typically experience jealousy when they are triggered by the suspicion of an emotional betrayal. While men typically become jealous when they have a suspect that they have sexual competition. Jealousy is a complex mix of fear, stress, and anger all at the same time, and this state triggers our fight or flight response, usually in a very intense way. So someone in the grip of jealousy is likely to suffer raised blood pressure, a higher heart rate, and high adrenaline levels, weakened immunity with anxiety. So we want to let go of that compare and despair as quickly as possible. And then we'll touch base on the inability to let go or having non-forgiveness. Researchers reported in the International Journal of Psychophysiology, they found that not just angry outbursts that cause this blood pressure rise during the course of a week, but every time their subjects recalled the same situation. So if you're not forgiving and you're thinking about the same situation over and over again, your stress levels are soaring. So it's better not to relive, but to truly learn to let it go, guys. Forgiving others and forgiving yourselves. We have got an excellent blog post on this detailed forgiveness process. We will take you through that I loved and have done myself many times and now have taken hundreds and hundreds of people through. It was put together by a brilliant PhD in neuropsychology and it will help you free yourself. So we'll link to it on the blog. Gratitude. Gratitude neutralizes adrenaline. Gratitude is awesome. Feelings of gratitude boost immunity, lower blood pressure, and speed healing like you wouldn't believe. Dr. Roland McCrady of the Institute of Heart Math, which you may have heard of in the US, is studying the link between emotions and physical health and has found that, like love, gratitude and contentment also trigger oxytocin. Oxytocin is secreted by our hearts whenever we feel open and connected. It's a wonderful feeling when mothers often feel it when they're nursing their babies. It switches off stress by causing the nervous system to relax. Oxygenation to tissues increases significantly, as does the healing to those tissues. We found that gratitude is also associated with more harmonious electrical activity around both the heart and the brain. So the very state in which these organs operate most effectively is in a state of gratitude. Now, that's a lot of emotions, the full spectrum of human emotions, but what can we actually do with this information to improve our health? Well, you can start by ticking off a few things on our empowering emotion suggestion list. And we will paste that below. But some ideas for you are take a social media detox for 21 days or unfollow anyone that makes you feel bad about yourself in any way. Next, aim to laugh. Hang out with funny friends. Ask someone to tell you a joke, you know, look up funny YouTube videos, schedule in at least one funny movie a week, or go to a comedy show if that's your thing. Gotta release anger. Scream in the shower. Scream into a pillow. Punch a pillow or a punching bag. We've got to get it out, get these toxic emotions out of our body. Allow yourself to release by crying, whether you are a man or a woman, to let go of stored sadness. It might not even be sadness that has come from the last few months or years. It might be sadness from childhood. So whatever you're feeling, just let it go. A lot of times watching a movie that's sad, that can evoke tears, you know, that really helps, and we can cry out the other stuff without having to think through it. It's kind of a way to somatically release it from the body without thinking and trying to understand why it's there. Cry in the shower, the bath, the car, wherever you feel comfortable, but you want to cry it out all the way through without interruption to really release those stress hormones from your body. Journal, explore, you know, your emotions, get in touch with yourself so that you can figure out what you want to release and find ways to elevate yourself afterwards, you know, like writing 5 things you're grateful for. Any one of us right now have at least 5 to 50 things that we can be grateful for, both small and large. I will leave you with this. Emotions are the engines of creation and manifestation. They are not just responses to our thoughts or external happenings. They actually create our experiences and our reality, and they act as messengers. So when we feel a positive emotion, it's a signal we should be doing more of what makes us feel positive. And when we feel a negative emotion, it's a signal to try something different. Now we want to hear from you. What negative emotion are you willing to work on releasing, and what positive emotion are you willing to work on experiencing more often or bringing into your life on a regular basis? Leave a comment and let us know. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll catch you next time on Food as Medicine TV.